Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello and welcome. This is Tim the Overseer. Welcome to Reign in Love Ministries. That's R-E-I-G-N, Reign, not R-A-N, but Reign, like Christ reign in our lives. Amen. We're grateful for our life, soul, health, and strength. Amen. I'm grateful to be back on the air with my co-host, a watchman on the wall, none other than Dr. Elder Bazaar. Amen. It's a blessing to be
Amen.
Here.
God bless.
It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. Amen. We're not going to waste no time today. We're going to jump right on into this thing. Amen. Some things going on in the world. Some things is cooking. Some things that we need
yes,
to be aware of as the saints, as the hour draws near. Amen. So what I'm going to
Amen.
Do. Amen. I'm going to read the context of love. Amen. Which you all know that's coming from. It's going to come
Amen.
From 1 Corinthians. Brother Paul wrote it. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 31, into 1 Corinthians, the entire 13th chapter. We're going to read that real quick. I'm going to say a quick prayer. Then, amen, we're going to have the brother come on and say a few words. Amen. I'm just gonna stay in the outline. We'll let the brother get the show started today. Amen. So let's go ahead and read. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 31 says, "But cover earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish." Amen. "So now we see through glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now by the faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." Charity meaning love. Amen. We're going to say a quick prayer. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for another blessed day. We thank you for our life, soul, health, and strength. Most of all, we thank you for our eternal life, the greatest gift to mankind. The greatest gift in existence is immortality, to live for all eternity with you, God, and love, peace, joy, and happiness, and we look forward to it. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Christ, and his ultimate sacrifice. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for him shedding his blood for our sins, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, dear Heavenly Father. We come praying that we grow spiritually, and that we mature spiritually, that we abstain from sin, dear Heavenly Father, that we do the best that we can to walk in the Spirit and to be close to you, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for our enemies. We pray for those that are lost, that they become saved before it is too late. We bless and praise your holy name forevermore, Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. All right. Here we are once again. Amen. We're going to get into the book of Revelation today. There are some things that are brewing around the world. We know that Russia is trying to make some deals with Ethiopia. Amen. So we're going to be on the lookout. Amen. We're going to be on the lookout for these things. Amen. Because we know that that's Bible prophecy. Is it not, brother? Is that not Bible prophecy?
That's Bible prophecy.
That's Bible prophecy. Go ahead and kick it off for us, brother. Go ahead and tell us about it. I know you. Go ahead, doctor.
Giving honor to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and those that are listening out there, amen. We want you to gather around your telephone, amen, and hear some good news. Good news. I'm talking about awful news for the saints of God. My God.
Amen.
The saints of God, those that are children of God and those that have humbled themselves, those that have repented of their sins, those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, man, you just don't understand what's in store for you. Amen. in store for you is mind-boggling. You can't even comprehend what God has for those that love him and love his appearing. And I'm going to tell you right now, I love his appearing. I love his love he has for me. I know that Brother Tim out there, he loved the Lord with all his mind, heart, soul, and strength and everything he got, because there ain't nothing that you can love and get results. Amen. You can love your wife to the T. Amen. You can love your children to the T. You can love your car, your house to the T. But you won't you won't result in nothing. Amen. After it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right.
Somebody might fail you. Amen. So what we have our hope in is built on Jesus Christ. He's coming back to the earth. Woo, can you imagine that? 4,000 years. 2,000 years when he came the first time, and 4,000 years before he came, and then he came and died. Oh, my God. That man died. That God man died. Jesus Christ is God in human flesh. He became a man so that he could suffer the death on the cross, because if God wouldn't have came and be manifested in the flesh, he never could have did, because you can't nail a spirit to the cross. You cannot.
Amen.
You can't nobody hanging on the cross, but he became manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, and received up into glory, died on Calvary's cross. He said he was coming back. I believe that. I believe that with all my heart, my soul, and my strength. I believe it. So I'm looking for him any day, any hour, any second.
Amen.
For him to blow the trumpet, and the dead in Christ is going to rise, and we that remain alive going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air forever, ever, ever. Amen. What are we going to get into this afternoon? I do want to touch on this Gog and Magog a little bit. It will take me about maybe 5 to 10 minutes. Gog and Magog, I was looking on YouTube this afternoon. Amen. Found out, amen, that Ethiopia, Libya, and there's some more countries coming in. They're re-enlisting into the army of Russia. They're enlisting to go against what is coming up. What is coming up? We know Ukraine belongs to Russia now. Nobody's going to be able to take it back. That's his base. What he's going to use later on in the year of this year, he's going to use that for his base, because they're going to mainly plan to get all these armies together, all these nations that's going to join Russia. Is going to be a great army like never before, and there will be no nation that will be able to defeat them. Oh, listen to me what I'm saying now, because we're living in the last days. Jesus Christ is getting ready to come, and when he comes the first time, he comes to die, but he comes the second time, he's coming to judge, and he's soon to come. And the first thing that's going to take place is the rapture of the church. Listen to me, preacher. Come on, preacher. Amen. Come on, deacon. Come on, young teenagers. Amen. You think you're going to live a long time. Amen. Life is not guaranteed to tomorrow. I don't care how old you are. Amen. People think you're young, you die. But there's young people dying faster than the elderly, dying faster than the cripple, dying faster than those the senile. And you know why? Because the devil says, I'm going to seek, roar, I'm going to tear down, I'm going to condemn, I'm going to make man so mean, so cruel, that God will destroy the world. Well, God is not going to destroy the world, but he's going to destroy those that reject him. He's going to destroy those that rebel against him. But yet still, he gives us an opportunity to do what? He come to his son, Jesus Christ. Good God Almighty, come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. Amen. The rapture, I believe, on my own knowledge of the Word of God and preaching for 57 years, studying and restudying some more, staying in the text of the Word of God, not going outside of the Word of God or trying to make up some prophecy that's not going to happen, but I go right straight from the Word of God, and then I come out of the straight from the Word of God and what God said. And I don't go around lying on God. You know, I ain't going to tell God told me. Because if he didn't, I ain't going to say it to try to make myself like I know everything. I don't know nothing, but I do know one thing. Save Jesus and him crucified can save your soul.
Amen.
That's the only thing that you know. Don't let nobody fool you. You can look good, taste good. You can walk good. You can have money. You have all that. But let me tell you, you can work in the church until your fingers have cramps in it. But let me tell you, you can go to church so much that your your face look like the front door of the church. That's not going to get you to heaven. No, 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 no. Your religion ain't going to get you to heaven. Your denomination ain't going to get you to heaven. What's going to get you to heaven is Jesus Christ and him only. I don't care what Oprah Winfrey says and T.D. Jakes says and Joel Osteen says. I ain't worried about them are crackpots. They are telling you a bunch of lies. God didn't tell us to preach money. He didn't tell us to preach fame and glory. He didn't tell us to teach people you got to say a certain thing to be saved. He said repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And these five nations that's coming down and link up with Russia, within the next 4 months, you're going to see some awesome things happen according to the word of God. Awesome things. Nations are going to be able to join Russia. And the United States ain't going to be able to do nothing because we ain't got an army big enough. We're a powerful country now. We're a powerful country, but we ain't that powerful. But to come against a Russia and to come against other nations, and there's other nations that are going to link up with Russia because their main plan. Now, listen to this real good. Listen to this. The main plan of Putin is he wants to get an army big enough because although he took Ukraine, That was not his main priority. His main priority is get an army big enough so that he can make an attack up on, this is what I'm saying, Jerusalem. He wants Jerusalem. He wants the Middle East. He wants Tel Aviv. He wants the holy spot. He wants the Temple Mount. He wants to control the oil, the gas, the potash in the Middle East, because if he get the Middle East, he can sustain his country from going bankrupt. He can sustain his country from going out of oil, out of gas, out of food, out of potash. So his main thing is build up an army big enough that the other nations around him would tremble. And they said, well, we can't touch that. We can't go against Russia. The United States cannot go against Russia. Although Biden is supplying them with armaments, that ain't going to help. But what I want to tell you now, there's a time coming when this stuff going to come in the open because they ain't telling you what's behind the closed doors. You see, the devil is sneaky. He is sneaky, low-down, crawling snake. He sneaks around and plants things behind the scene, and when it comes out, you don't even know what's going on. And that's what's happening now, because guarantee you, Russia is planning to attack the Middle East, number one. We're worried about Ukraine. Don't you know America is in a bad shape? Oh, yes, she is. She is in a bad shape. The Statue of Liberty looked good, but behind the Statue of Liberty, America has come corrupt. And the majority of our cities are corrupt today. And I'm going to read out of the Bible, out of the straight Bible, of what happened yesteryears, what happened in ancient times, what happened in medieval times. I'm just going to read it, and then after I read it, I want you to think about it, of what kind of city you live in. This is in the book of Nahum. In the book of Nahum, the third chapter, the cities of the world are corrupt, and more people are dying in the city and in the big cities, in the suburbs, more than those that's dying over there in Ukraine. Babies are dying more than those that are dying in Ukraine. The main priority now is our cities are very corrupt. Listen to what Nahum speaks about Nineveh. It sounds just like the cities that we're going through today. It says, woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery and prey departeth not. The noise of a whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels. Uh-oh, what you talking about rattling of the wheels? They had chariots in those days. They had chariots and horses, and you would hear the noise of the wheels hitting the whatever they had, concrete, rock, stone, gravel. It would hit the wheels would hit the ground. Amen. They'd make a noise. He says, and the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots, the only thing that they had was horses. They didn't have the internal combustion engine. Why? Because they hadn't got that advanced far yet. Woo! And this city had nothing but chariots. You could go down, they had all kinds of shapes. They had iron chariots. They had wood chariots. They had chariots decorated. They had these fine-looking horses that would prance through the cities, and it was a big, busy thoroughfare. It said, the horsemen lifted up both the bright sword and the glittering spear. There is a multitude of slain and a great number of carcasses. There is none end to their corpse. They stumble up on their corpse. Good God Almighty. Don't you know what Nahum was saying? Nahum saw something that was going on in his day, looking forward to what was going on in our day. In our day, our cities are corrupt with every foul abomination that you can think of. It's full of lies. Arbitration, the rattling of the wheels, the automobiles, the internal combustion engines, the trucks and the cars and the motorcycles are making noise, and all that you hear. You go to the big city, if you ain't got a good nerve, sometimes you can't go to sleep at night because you hear sirens and all kind of things going on in the city.
Yeah, man.
You got theaters, pornography theaters. You got people on the drugs on the street. Selling drugs, you got prostitutes. Ooh, let's read a little further, see what all going on in these cities. Hey, today, I ain't talking about yesterday. It says, because the multitude of the whoredom of the well-favored harlots and the mistresses of witchcraft that sellest nations through their whoredom and families through their witchcraft. Good Lord, have mercy. The cities today is full of witchcraft. It's full of the diabolical demons that's working day and night, 24/7. We got young ladies on the streets. They dress to kill, mm-hmm. man. They got enough clothes on for you to make you wonder what's underneath. They got enough clothes on to make you turn your head and hit a telephone pole. They're doing all kinds of stuff. They'll walk up to your car and look at you and see what you need. And men are out there on the street. They're pimping the women. They're doing everything. Yeah. And sometimes some churches are in the midst of all this, but the church won't exist unless you got some powerful Christians inside of that church that know how to bring in those kind of people. But if you don't know how to bring them in, let me tell you, you might have to close down the church, because let me tell you, you got to have the power of God in you to resist the evils of this world. I don't care how long you've been preaching. I don't care how long you've been a missionary. You got to have the power of God to what? Go out there and win souls. And that's what the churches have failed today. They are locking themselves up in the big cities, amen. And they won't let nobody come in because they're afraid somebody might get shot. They're locking the doors, not realizing that God said, I'll be your fortress. I'll be your, well, what God that's wants right. us to do. He wants us to be an example of what it is to be amongst wickedness and yet and still exist as a child of God and know how to hold yourself together. And let me tell you this. Listen what it says. Behold, I am against thee, says the Lord of hosts. I will discover thy skirts upon thy face. I will show ye the nakedness and the kingdom of the shame. My friends, to live in the city today, and I ain't got nothing against the city. It's just the wickedness. It's just
Amen.
Sodom and Gomorrah was a wicked city. And guess what? Sodom and Gomorrah was one of the wicked cities in that day and time. And Lot was in that city.
Yeah.
And the come down and tell a message from God Almighty, get out of the city. Because if you don't get out, you're going to suffer the judgment. And you know why people love the city? Because it's exciting. It's dynamite. Girl, they love to go to the show. They love the baseball football. They love the game show. They love to go into the motels. They love the prostitutes and the mistresses and the witchcraft. They're using that to wean people in, to come on in and enjoy yourself. Whatever woman you want, you can pick it. 1, 2, 3. If you want 2, you pay for 2. If you want 4, you pay for 4. But you can have all the you want. You can take all the drugs you want. That's why they tell me the wicked cities back in the day, amen, it was like mafia. Mafia was get on the side of cars and shoot up and rob banks. Well, they're doing that the same thing today. All the movie stars live in this city. All the movie stars make their money in this city. And one of the most biggest profitable business is prostitution. Prostitution is a billion-dollar business.
Million.
Young women, Oh, my God. It's a, if you get to a certain age, they won't take you. But let me tell you, any day now, people are taking anything. They're having sex with anything. They're having sex with animals in this city. You don't know nothing about it because you can't see it. But God sees it, and God said, I'm going to get you, and you're going to pay for that city. And that city will mount up in the book of Revelation. That woman, I'm going to give it to the brother, that mount up in the 17th chapter, he said, that great city in history, all the cities of the world will unite together as one composite, and when you can go in and do anything you want. You don't have to worry about repenting. You go to church. You can go to church and confess to the Pope and confess to the Cardinal, and then go back out and do the same thing again. Well, because that's the great hope. That's the great whore, and it's in the making right now. The next big business is money. The next big business is position. And the church has joined in with the world's organization and the world system. They have a form of governance, but they don't have no power. My God, let me tell you, like I said, the brother got it right now. The last church is Laodicea, the humanist church, the church that denies that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. They deny the cross. They deny sanctification. And they deny that Jesus Christ is coming back again. They don't want to hear nothing about that. They want to hear everything that they want to do to get the joy before they die. But let me tell you, if you leave this world without Jesus Christ in your life, you are going to bust hell wide open.
That's
because you refuse the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's the word of God this evening. So look out for it. You might not go to church, but you can hear the word of God through this year ministry. And we're going to tell you the truth. Don't think you going to church is going to save you. Come on to Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul said, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's what he said. Ain't that right, brother?
That's what he said. He said,
if you believe that, accept that, you can be saved tonight. You can be saved right now. You don't have to wait for Sunday morning. You don't have to wait till somebody have an altar call. You can make your house an altar right now, because when the church is raptured up, the church is going to shut down. There ain't going to be no more church meeting. There ain't going to be no more preaching behind the pulpit. There ain't going to be no more a prayer meeting. If it's prayer meeting, you're going to have to hide. You're going to have to go in the hiding. You're going to have to unite together. And Christians in the time of the tribulation going to have to be going to house in secret in order to stay alive, because the devil going to catch all those. He wants to catch everybody that stands for Christ. And if you stand for Christ today, you in for a killing. You in for a killing, because the devil is to wipe out the Christian faith. He can't do it. Thank God. He cannot do it because he ain't got the power enough to do it. But it's time people say, well, I don't want to go to church now. I don't want to go to church. Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's a day coming when the big church is going to shut down and the Antichrist is going to take charge of the religious organization. And he's going to say, if you don't worship me, if you don't bow down to me, you're going to the guillotine. And the guillotine is in the United States right now, and more are coming. 60,000 guillotines are in the army bases down there in Alabama and Mississippi. They got them here. They're going to bring them out in the times that the Antichrist is going to demand that you receive a mark on the back of your hand or on your forehead. That's in the latter part of the tribulation period. And if you don't receive that mark, you're dead meat, because they're going to catch you and put you in the FEMA camps, which is Walmart. They're going to use Walmart as concentration camp in the United States, my friends. You got it hard now. It ain't nothing you can imagine what's going to be like when the Antichrist take control of every organization on the face of the planet.
Preach it, brother. Preach it.
He's going to take control of the economical. He's going to take control of the political government, and he's going to rule and reign and call himself God Almighty. And if you don't bow down to him, to the beast, you will be beheaded in the United States of America. You talk about you're a Christian, you better be one, because if you're not one, you're dead. Because without the Spirit of God in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul, you won't be able to make the right decision. Because the Spirit of God will lead you and guide you and tell you exactly what to do. Woo! Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give to the book. If I was to stay here and do the tribulation, which I know I'm not, if I was to stay here, I would go to the guillotine. You know why? Because I know Jesus Christ in my heart.
That's right.
I would not bow down. I would not bow down to no man. No man. No demon would I bow down to. And I'll tell you one thing. I'll be like the Hebrew boys and say, look, hey, whether you kill me or not, I'm not even careful what I'm saying. I will not bow down. And you know, folks will bow down to anything today. They'll bow down to their money. They'll bow down to sex. They'll bow down to the house. They'll bow down to partying. They'll bow down to football. They'll bow down to basketball. They'll bow down to all sports and recreations and all kind of things that they can satisfy their soul and never get satisfied. They'll bow down to that and die and go to hell. But my friends, I know there's somebody out there don't want to go to hell. I know there's somebody out there. And the only thing you got to do is repent of your sins and be sorry for the low down, dirty sins that you're doing now. If you ain't saved, that you're doing now, and that you're gonna do some more tomorrow, because you can't stop sinning until you accept Jesus Christ. When you accept Jesus Christ, you can stop sinning. What you talking about, preacher? No, you can't. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Your soul is set free. Your soul is filled with the Holy Spirit. The only thing you got to deal with is the sins of the flesh. And let me tell you, that's already paid for.
Amen.
And let me tell you, don't let nobody tell you that you saved one day and saved lost another. That's a lie. That's a lie to the pits of hell.
Come on,
God, Jesus Christ, God, eternal redemption. Eternal redemption. In the book of Hebrews, he said, I brought eternal redemption. How did he bring it? He brought it through his blood. His blood is the only thing that can and destroy every sin in your soul and in your spirit, and you'll be a walking saint. A walking saint is somebody that loves the Lord with all their mind, soul, and heart, and willing to die for him. I'm willing to die for Jesus Christ, for the righteousness that he brought to this world. He died for me on Calvary. Woo! And he died for me. I laid down my life for Jesus Christ, for preaching the true gospel.
That's right.
Don't believe radio. Don't believe these crackpots. These crackpots talking about do this and do that and can't do this. If they ain't preaching Jesus Christ, they need to sit down. They need to sit down because Jesus Christ is the only way that George Bazaar, E. Bazaar, and Brother Tim Jackson, that's the only way that we can get to heaven. And if that's the only way for us, it's got to be the only way for you, because God don't have no pets. God bless you. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Tim. I didn't mean to take that much time, but it was on.
No, brother. You're good, man. That's awesome. That's awesome, brother. You are all right with me, brother. You don't have to apologize like you tell me. It's the word. Amen. It's the word. Can you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I got you, brother.
Okay. All right. Amen. I just want to make sure I'm coming through loud and clear. Amen. Yeah, amen.
Too loud.
Amen. Amen. Here we go. Amen. Here we go. The brother just said it. The beast and the mark of the beast. Amen. We're going to talk about that just a little bit. Amen.
All
but right, I want to piggyback off what the brother's saying. What the brother said, and just in Dallas just recently, they called a ring of folks for sex trafficking. This stuff is real. Sex trafficking. Sex is the, like the brother said earlier in the week, you look at that harlot over in Revelation, the 17th chapter. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 17. The devil if you notice that the devil sells everything basically through what? Sex. Amen.
Yes.
He used sex as a
yes,
strong
about
tool. That's right. Amen. Sex is a strong tool that Satan has used since the beginning of time. Amen.
Come
he
on,
targeted
please.
Eve for a reason. He's always used women, amen, to try to bring down great men and nations. You got to be careful, amen. Remember Samson. Look at Samson,
yep.
Man. Could no man whoop Samson head to head, but little old Delilah went in there. Hey, man, smooth talk.
Come on, preacher.
Broke him. Man, oh, you better be careful, amen. These women will stroke you so good. Hey, man, you won't know what you're doing.
Go ahead, man.
You better be
Go
careful
ahead,
about a woman. Amen. Well, you think a man is smooth, a woman is one of the most smoothest things in creation. Amen. That the Heavenly Father created. Amen. Women so smooth that other women, amen, are like women. Amen. Amen.
Come
so
on,
what
preacher.
I'm saying to you is that if you look at everything, amen. I was just picking up my daughter from school the other day. Amen. And I ain't gonna reveal too much, but I was shocked.
Go ahead, brother.
This young girl had on. I said, how in the world can the school allow a young lady to come to school like that? I said,
come
boy,
on, preacher.
I know we got to be. I know, Christ. Man, if I was to tell y'all what the young lady had on, y'all wouldn't believe. Y'all probably say they need to shut us down. I ain't going to even tell y'all. I said, man, we got to be. I said, I looked at my daughter. I said, what is that can't be? This girl wore that to school. She said, yeah. Brother, she might well have had on just pajamas, not even pajamas. I said, Lord have mercy. I said, man, I remember a time our women couldn't dress like that in school. They sent you home for half the stuff this girl had on. They sent you to the house and write you up.
Yeah.
The devil is promoting sex. Big
yes,
time.
He is.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Amen. He is promoting it. And this sex trafficking thing is so, and what's so bad about it, what's so sickening about it, is that the world governments know about it. They're in on it. And the brother said they bring in billions of dollars through this thing.
Billions.
They bring billions of dollars through. I didn't even know that until some years ago. I said, man, y'all got to be joking, man. Man, they are sex trafficking women out of third world countries and using them for sex slaves. The brother said it. Some of these women are voluntarily signing up themselves. They leaving jobs. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. They quitting their jobs. They say McDonald's don't pay enough. They say the call center don't pay enough. They say the restaurants don't pay enough.
Don't pay enough.
The school teacher. Amen. School teacher ain't pay. They voluntarily signing up to be prostitutes.
Prostitute
to be strippers. And we know that not all strippers, amen, because I used to go to the club back in the day, but not all
Come
of them,
on.
Because we know some of the girls be going to school. You know, I know one of the popular movies back in the day in the 90s was a player club, but some of these women are signing up. Some women are doing it to make money, to get by, and they get out, but some get so entangled into it. Man, I've heard some stuff from some of these women and some of these guys that I talked to one of my friends. I couldn't believe it how much money he told me his friend spent. I said, your friend spent how much money? Spent over $5,000. I said, boy, that's why these women are signing up. To me, I'm like, because I'm asking myself, who got money to give them like that? Amen.
Come
we
on,
talking about, amen. They getting ridiculous with this stuff. But these women are signing up for it. They paying car notes. They flying. These men are flying them across the country and the lavish cars and plane tickets and hotels. They having fun. They eating shrimp and steak and fruits, and they just living the life. The harlot in Revelation 17. See, this is how I know that Babylon ain't just America. People say, oh, Babylon's America. Oh, Babylon is Europe. No. You got to do some ancient study to come to the conclusion, as the book of Revelation said, Amen. Babylon is worldwide.
Worldwide.
And man, come on, doctor. And when I tell you it's a system, because you think that the governments in third world countries don't know that these women are prostituting. They making money off of this.
Money.
Amen. The drug. Look at the war on drugs in the 80s. How much America had involvement in smuggling in cocaine into our country. They in on this stuff. And you want to say just one country?
Come on, preacher.
Is Babylon? No. They all is. This is a satanic, Luciferian brotherhood. This is a fraternal sorority brother. Man, I learned this stuff some years ago from watching people in some of these fraternities and sororities and Masonic and Eastern Star. I sat down and talked to people, watching people, and I said, oh, so this is how the devil's doing it. He's channeling through these brotherhoods. That's why they understand. That's why they all on code with one another.
Come on.
Something else.
Come on.
Amen, doctor. When something is wrong, that's why they don't too much go after. That's because they all in it together. They all living this lavish life. Amen. They all in it. Like the brother said, they all having sex orgies, swapping, wives swapping. This stuff starts in college. Man, they brainwash these guys. I mean, I've talked to people who have been in these fraternities and these sorority sisters. I got family members in that stuff. And some of the stuff they tell me, I say, oh, okay. So now I see where it all starts. They start you with see, they know when you go to college, you're going to start a career, and they expect you to be a leader in the world. But if you're going to be a leader in the world, you got to play by those rules.
You
got to play by that game. You got to play the games that they play.
Yeah.
If you don't play the game that they play, they don't want you. They don't want you. Amen. They don't want you. I remember a friend of mine, he went to college on his football scholarship, and he just kept on telling me he just seen trouble. He was a freshman. He came back for the Christmas break, his first year in college. He was just trouble. We were talking about other things and looking at young girls and women. We were young, just out of high school. And he was trying, kept on talking about how the Masons kept trying to recruit him. I'm like, man, why are you still on that stuff? It troubled him because he said that they told him that they target people who may be a leadership, who may be great one day. And that stuck with me. But I didn't know what he was talking about at the time. You know, we didn't know about all this stuff back then. But now you fast forward 30 years later. 30 years later, I see what my friend's talking about now. I said, oh, so
come
that's
on, preacher.
What you're talking about. See, they start young, and they get you off into this world, and they play these mind games with you. And they want to know if you're going to be down with all this stuff. So when you see this stuff, they do all kind of sex stuff. I'm talking about I didn't even know, brother, that the gay and lesbian thing, that was mainly promoted through the colleges.
Yes.
I heard the men doing. I said, what? The men? I said, no, they don't do that. He said, brother, yes, they do. And the sisters do the same. I said, man, you got to be joking. This brother said, they've been doing it since the 80s. And I said, so if they were doing it since the 80s, they've been doing it as far back as you can, thousands of years. This Babylon system was started by Nimrod and his father Cush. This stuff is ancient. Man, this stuff is ancient. They started this, and you know what they said? Though the nation of Babylon, the Babylonian nation has failed, but its systematic system was was perfect for them, for the world system. And said, we got to use this. It works. What they did was they took the organ harvesting. They were doing that in ancient Egypt.
They took the
blood sacrifice. Man, they've been doing this stuff for years. Burying wives with the king, burying servants with the all this stuff. That's sacrificing. They sacrificing folks all the time. When you see folks are getting shot down again, they sacrificing people. When you see genocide in the country, that's sacrificing people.
Yes.
The devil said, I want souls. And if you want more money, I want you to give me more souls. And I give you the billions that you want. You want to hit 10 billion, give me some souls.
Ooh, give me some souls.
Give me some souls. So that kind of flew over some folks here. That's what they out here doing. Give me some souls. If you want to go high, give me some souls. That's all the devil wants. That's all he cares about is just souls. He wants people to worship him. And he wants some souls. Amen. That's what he wants. Amen.
Come on,
I didn't mean to get too far. Amen. From
go
the
ahead,
word.
Brother.
But I have to talk about what the brothers talk about because it's the truth.
Just
how they up here sex trafficking teenage girls. Like the brother said, they soliciting them online on these little social medias. They think they slick. And if you weak minded, if you ain't too keen and too smart, these folks will bait you in. They have
come
you
on.
Out somewhere at a park.
Come on.
Doing what they want.
Yeah.
And this is the wickedness of the world. This is what the world is doing. They are constantly behind keyboards and computer screens and tablets and phones, and they reaching out to people. That's how everything is done. See, things is faster
come on.
Now.
Come on.
Hey, amen. It used to be used to have to go out and meet people. Man, I hear about these little apps. You can meet somebody online. My brother be on there talking about, I said, you doing what? You know, he's single. He on there looking for some women and stuff. I said, no. You something else. Amen. But that's how they do this day and time. They on there. Hey, amen. That's how they meet people now. And then, you know, you just go out to a club or a bar or some little place, or you meet them at the store, at the mall, at the movie. Now, it's easier now.
Yeah.
You see, you can meet people anywhere. And if you ain't careful, man, I've heard type of ways that those child predators, that what they'll do, they'll pose as a woman or a girl. And I said, Lord, I said, they do what? I had a friend of mine that told me, amen. I don't know how true it is. She told me this. Amen. She told me that her little nieces and them be doing that stuff. Meeting up with grown men. I said, they be doing what? She said,
yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
She said, that's how they be getting them money. Them grown men be giving them money through Cash App and Zelle and Venmo be sending them money. I said, boy, get out of here.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Is the world that we live in.
Yes,
now watch. I got to read this scripture. Let me read
go
some scripture.
Ahead,
amen. Revelation, the 13th chapter. Amen. Watch what it says. Verse 4. I'm going to start at verse 4, and then I'm going to explain to you why I'm starting at verse 4. It says, and they worship the dragon. Notice that it's the verse starts out saying that they worship who? The dragon, not the beast.
Dragon.
The dragon. Well, who's the dragon? Well, if you remember, amen, if you remember Revelation, the 12th chapter, chapter explained to you who the dragon was. Amen. So if you look at Revelation, the 12th chapter, let's look at verse 9. And it's going to explain, it's going to tell you exactly who the dragon is. Revelation 12, chapter verse 9. It says, and the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil. And he got all these names.
Yeah.
Which what? He deceived the whole world. That's what Satan is doing. Don't y'all know that he's deceiving the whole world? That he deceived Eve and Adam in the garden. And he's been deceiving nations and men with trinkets. Hey, look here, I can give you gold and give you riches and wealth of the world. Remember when he came to Christ? He said, I give you the world if you bow down and worship me. Well, we knew that Christ wasn't going for that nonsense, but we know that man will fall weak. We know that some people are brought up in poverty, and they say, I don't want to live poor no more. I don't want my kids to be poor. I don't want my mama to be poor and work two or three jobs no more. So they'll bow down. They'll sell their soul to the devil.
Yes, they will.
That's what they do. When they be in these colleges and these sword, and then they be doing these pledges and these seances and all this old stuff, these sororities and fraternities and masons, that's what they doing. They'll sell you, this is of God. It is not of God. It's not of God.
Come on.
Amen. This is how Satan deceived the world. Satan has always used different devices to deceive the world.
Come on, preacher.
He's always done that. Amen. The Bible said that he deceived the whole world. The Bible said he was cast out into the earth. And
come
his
on,
angel
preacher.
Cast out with him. So Satan has some friends to come down that was cast out, is going to be cast out with him. Amen. Now, remember, God put him out of heaven, the third heaven before. Amen. He said, y'all got to get out of here. Y'all cutting up too much. So he got rid of him. Amen.
Wow.
So if you go back to Revelation, the 13th chapter, verse 4, it says, and they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And we know that if you look at verse 3, just prior to verse 4 of Revelation, the 13th chapter, it says, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast.
Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy.
Woo.
So you see that the Antichrist that was born a man. Amen.
Come on.
He was possessed and taken over by who? Lucifer, Satan, the devil himself. Takes over his body. His deadly wound will be healed. So now this Antichrist becomes one with who? The devil.
Come on.
See how the devil wants to be like God? See how he wants to be like God? But he can't be like God. See, when you become saved as a saint and a believer, amen, we become what? One with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Come on, preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
But you see that Satan deceiving the world. And these events are soon to take place. This is in the middle of the Great Tribulation.
Come on, preacher.
See, the first 3.5 years, the Antichrist is going to turn the world upside down. But the last 3.5 years, the devil himself is going to be on the earth. And what the scriptures say?
Lord,
Lord, have mercy. Why would the scriptures say? And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast?
Come on,
who
is preacher.
Able to make war with him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. And it says in verse 5, there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Once you do the math on that, that's 3.5 years.
Yes, sir, brother.
Power was
you
given
got it.
Unto him. And, man, he going to tear it up. Oh, he going to make
up.
War. Amen, doctor. Amen. He's going to make war with who? Who's going to make war with the saints? He's going to be mad. He's going to be cast down. And now he's going to make war with the saints.
Lord,
like the numbers. Let's take a look.
Go ahead.
Revelation the 14th chapter. I got a little time left. Let's see. Amen. Revelation the 14th chapter. Look at verse 9. I'm going to read 9 through 11. Revelation 14 chapter, verses 9 through 11. So what he's going to do, amen, he's going to persecute the saints. The brother just said it. They got guillotines all over the world. Amen. And they just going to be beheading folks. Amen. If you say you don't want the mark, you don't want nothing to do with that mark, and I highly advise you, if you don't believe now, whatever you do, don't you take that mark, but you best believe in the tribulation. I'll be praying for you, but I ask that no one asks to be here. You should not want to be here during the Great Tribulation. I'm going to tell you that right now. But watch what verse 9 says of Revelation. Amen. Revelation, the 14th chapter, verse 9.
Yes.
It says, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead, or in his hand, watch verse 10, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up in heaven. And they have no rest. Watch this. And they have no rest. Man, you're going to be hollering and screaming. See, the difference between hell and the lake of fire, in hell, they can talk to one another. They can communicate amongst one another. They got a little time to think about what they did. Amen. They don't think about what they did in hell and the lake of fire, too. But amen. But guess what? The difference is that their mind may be able to rest just a little bit. They're tormented. Trust me. Amen. They got time to think about certain things. But the lake of fire is going to be so tormented. So much pain. Man, I don't know if you've ever been to a hospital, y'all. But I've seen some folks like, my goodness, man, what's going on with that person? They in so much pain, they can't think about nothing else.
Come on.
That's how the lake of fire going to be. You're going to be in so much pain, you ain't going to have no rest. And the scripture says day or night. I mean, you're going to be in torment. That's all you're going to know for all eternity is torment, pain, constant pain, unimaginable pain. Who wants that? Amen. I don't pray that you ask, but I'll tell you that. It says, who worship the beast in his image? And whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Man, all we can do is continue to pray for the lost. Amen. Folks think this is a joke. They think it's a playing game. I'm telling you right now, but when I say the world think this is a joke, they think this is a game, you ought to hear how people talk about God, how they mock God. Oh, they think it's a joke. Some folks say, oh, you can get to God many different ways. And I'm sitting there looking like, where in the world? And that's nowhere in the Bible. I tell you that. That's nowhere. That don't work in what we believe. Christ
Come on,
is
preacher.
The only way to the Father. It's through
the only
you.
Way.
That's it.
Woo.
And you got to believe that he died for your sin. And that God raised him from the dead.
From
the Bible says, that's it. That's all you got to do. That is all you got to do. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Salvation, you know what? It's so sad that people neglect such a great and simple salvation only to be lost to the complications of the lake of fire. Praying for the lost tonight, Heavenly Father, that someone may hear this word, may hear our voices tonight and receive salvation and repent of their sin and say, I no longer want part of this world. I want to be saved.
Come on,
I want
preacher.
To receive salvation. I want to go to heaven for all eternity, to live with love, peace, joy in my heart, to get a brand new body. Man, who don't want that? Amen.
Amen, brother.
That's what the scripture says. I can only tell you what the book says. Amen. And I'm going to share a little bit more with you. And I'm going to get ready to turn it back over to the brother.
Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Because we know that the judgments are soon to come. The preparation
for
judgment is soon to come. Amen. Because that's what Revelation, the 14th chapter, verse 14 through 20, now. That Lucifer has done what he now Christ is about to what? Judgments and punishments about to rain down
on
those who reject
Come
God.
On.
And what God is doing, let me show you how merciful and graceful our God is. In the middle of the tribulation, he's still going to give those that are lost. He's giving them the opportunity for them to receive the mark. Before you receive the mark, man, what does the angel say? Come on to God.
Come
Amen.
On.
Repent.
Come on. Repent.
Repent. Amen.
Thank you.
He's giving you the opportunity. But if you receive the mark of the beast, you'll be lost for all eternity. And don't you know that suffering, you'll be conscious. There won't be no rest. Oh, my gosh. Lord, have mercy. No sleep. Your soul will be tiring for all eternity. Man, you will be able to hear everything. That means all the screaming of billions of souls. You're going to hear every torment in hell in the lake of fire. Amen. You'll be able to smell the torment. The Bible says that the smoke of that torment ascended up forever. And
forever.
For all eternity. It said forever and ever. That means for all eternity. And they're going to burn for all eternity. You're
all
not going to burn
up.
You ain't going to be consumed.
No.
You're going to just constantly burn for all eternity. You're going to burn
agony.
Up. You're going to constantly burn. Agony, pain, weeping and gnashing of teeth, constantly crying. Not for 1 year. Not for 100 years.
No.
Not for 1,000 years. Not for 1 million years. Not for a billion years. Not for a trillion years.
No.
But for all eternity.
Eternity.
I'm going to tell you right now. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't met nobody who can take fire. Nobody. I know they like to show these little videos of these monks and how they sit there and they allow themselves to be burnt up and they don't flinch or move. But I'll tell you one thing. See, the thing with that is that they eventually die. And though they may be able to hold themselves for however many minutes that they sit, and I don't know if it's like a minute, 60 seconds, then they eventually die because your body will, your insides will get so hot that you'll die.
Yeah. You're
going to fire. Amen. Amen. But I tell you this about the lake of fire. The lake of fire, I guarantee, is probably more hotter than anything on this planet can get.
Ooh-wee.
Man, it ain't gonna be the same fire. And I tell you right now, if those monks could maintain consciousness for forever and feel that heat, they would eventually break because your body's not meant to take that pain. So just like your soul is not gonna be able to take that pain in the lake of fire, you're not gonna be able to sustain that. Man, I think me and you, bro, we talked about it several times. How we touch stuff on the stove, I forget that the hot water's on and touch the hot water. I don't know about y'all, but I jump. Every time I touch something hot, I jump. I'm not that tough. Amen.
No, I ain't that tough.
Amen.
No, ain't that tough.
I don't want nothing. Amen, doctor. I don't even want to try to see what it's like.
No.
Ain't no test in hell, and ain't no test in like fire. Once you go, that's it. You are there forever. Ain't no testing. He ain't gonna let you test it out for a second or a minute or an hour to see if you like it. No, you're gonna be cast into the lake of fire, and you're gonna burn for all eternity.
All eternity,
just for worshiping the beast, just for enjoying this life, and not want. See, you can still enjoy this life. Just enjoy it in Christ. Just live for God. You can enjoy some of the things of this life, and you don't get to enjoy all the stuff that they get to get out there. And some of the stuff they do, I don't want to do no way. Amen. I'm glad he did a lot of the sinful things that I used to do. Amen. I'm just going to be real with you. I'm glad I've been delivered. Amen. Because I look back now. See, when you in sin, you become callous to it. You don't think nothing's wrong with it. You become callous to it. Amen. That's it. Callous means numb. You become numb to it. It's like it ain't nothing to you. But, man, once you step back out that sin and God save your soul, you be like, man, I used to do that. Man, that's nasty. Man, that was bad. I used to do that. Oh, man, why was I doing that stuff? Oh, man, I was filthy and nasty like that. Hey, man, you don't see yourself until God pulls you out of the fire. Until God
come on,
man. Amen. And then you look at yourself and know, you say, man, I probably shouldn't have been doing some of that stuff. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to share a little bit more, which I'm going to get ready to turn over to the brother.
Go ahead, bro. Go
Amen.
Ahead.
Amen. I just want to share a little bit more. Revelation the 17th chapter. Amen.
17
verse
chapter.
4 and 5. Revelation the 17th chapter, the verses 4 and 5. The great mystery. Watch what it says. The great mystery. It says, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearl, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Amen. And what I want to say about that, is amen. I remember when I was in the world. You enjoy, because you know you don't know any better, and you're just out there. You know, you may get drunk or you may get high. Amen. You know, you get out here and you know you may fornicate. Amen. All adultery. Amen. You
come
get
on,
out there,
please.
You indulge in that stuff. Amen. You indulge. You like it. At the time, you like. In fact, if you ain't too careful, yes, you fall in love with that stuff. You fall in love with the world, living the worldly life. You think, but I don't know. But for me, you know, I thank God for saving my soul just over 22 years ago. I kind of got tired of the world. And I think God made me realize through his spirit that, you know what, the thing that bothered me was, Tim, you was raised to know better. Your dad taught you about the Bible.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. And it began to bother my spirit because of how I was trained. And it just stuck in the back of my mind. What if you die tonight? What if you die tonight? I've been in clubs and at clubs where people have been killed, shot and killed, stabbed and killed. Not too far from a guy shooting a 12-gauge shotgun. I mean, just right there. And my
yes.
friend told me to get down. I was green to it. I was young, 19 years old. My friend told me, get down. And, you know, you think about those things. What if I would have lost my life that night? Amen. Sometimes you
Amen,
see,
bro.
So, amen. Sometimes you see people, you know, dying. Maybe they came from the club. Maybe they're drunk. You see the ambulance come, picked up the bodies. You know, they're dead. You see people shot on the ground, and they got the sheet covered up the bodies. And it's a sad sight. It really is. Because you always wonder, did they get it right? What they say? You know, and, you know, we don't have a heaven or a hell. But all we're saying is that we don't want to see nobody lost. My dad used to always say, as long as there's breath in your body. Amen.
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 My dad
brother.
Said, as long as there's breath in your body, there's opportunity. And all we're saying is we want you to receive this opportunity right now for salvation. Go ahead, doctor. Give us what you got.
Oh, man. You hit it on the head. It frightens me to see people ignore. It frightens me to see the world ignore this salvation that we are talking about. It's not
That's
proclaimed
right.
from the pulpit in our church today. It's not proclaimed. Preachers are not preaching with no sweat on their face or nothing. They want to give you a soft, untantalizing sermon that sounds good to the ear, make you feel
right.
good, but it don't do no good for you. And it may seem like these two preachers on this here internet, it sounds kind of rough. Man, let me tell you something. I got to be rough. Man, I don't want you to go to hell. No. I don't want you to go to hell for nothing. I, the way he explained, no rest day or night. You see, walk, talk. You can smell. You can memory everything. The possibility that you could have got saved, but you refuse. Now this is salvation. What is it? What is it that the most important thing? What you saying, preacher? I'm saying this. You see, the human race was born in sin. The whole human race was born lost, cut off from God by Adam and Eve. We were cut off from God, period. We were sinners. We were lost. We were decrepit. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And there was nobody to bring us out but God. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. Listen to me. Nobody could But God could bring man out of sin, bring man to the knowledge of salvation, deliverance from what? The devil, hell, and everything that Satan has in store for you. Now, what Satan does, he makes things look beautiful.
That's right.
Awesome, beautiful, lustful. He makes it look tantalizing. He makes it look one to make one wise and make one smart.
Sure does.
But sin will damn your soul into hell where there is nothing but fire. No ice, no change of season, no friends in hell. You'll be able to manipulate in hell. You'll be able to wonder what I done wrong. What I did wrong, what did I didn't do, Well, you can say, well, I didn't smoke, I didn't drink, I didn't lie. Well, you lied somewhere down the line. You did one. You just a sinner. You're just a sinner, period. If you ain't never done nothing, and you walking in unbelief, if you disbelieve that God made a plan and had a plan of salvation to deliver your soul, you only got one. I'm gonna take my time. Listen, you only got one soul. After you die, you can't come back and get another soul.
That's right.
After you die, you're appointed one time to die. The Bible says that. One time to die. And after death, the judgment.
Judgment.
And there are two,
right.
There's two judgments. There's two judgments. There's judgment of the righteous, and there's the judgment of the unrighteous. The righteous are those that accepted Christ and got forgiveness of sin, of your fornication, of your lying, of your whoremongering, of your prostitution, of your smoking and drinking. He died for your unbelief, especially for your unbelief. He died for every sin that you ever could commit. He died for that. See, you got to penetrate that in your heart. He died for you. In other words, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, became a sin offering. He offered up his own body to pay the penalty for sin. In other words, Jesus Christ became a whoremonger. He took adultery. He took fornication. He took gambling. He took all the sin that you ever could commit, and it was nailed to the cross for you. Ain't nobody else could do that. John couldn't do it. Ezekiel couldn't do it. Daniel couldn't do it. Adam couldn't do it. Job couldn't do it. David couldn't do it. Because they were born in sin just like we are. So there is nobody on this planet can say that they were born sinners. Nobody. But one. Jesus Christ. God's Son. God in the flesh. Spotless. Blameless. Couldn't commit sin. Did no sin.
Right.
Was perfect. He was perfect.
Mm.
Perfect Son of God. He was God Almighty. Wait a minute. I say God Almighty. That means before God was, there was nobody but God. There's no other God that was before him. He's the beginning and he is the end. He is self-existence. He's self-sustaining. He's self-powerful. If he do anything, he can do it himself. He don't have to ask nobody to do nothing for him. But God is asking tonight to do something for him. You know what God is asking you? Those that's listening to me out there. And see, we ain't in church. We have in church, but we ain't in church.
That's right.
We don't have no choir. We don't have no, we don't have really time to have our testimony service. Amen. We ain't got no time to be gibbering and jabbering and talking about each other. We ain't got no business.
Right.
You know, we ain't got no time to be talking about how much money I got or where I've been or where I'm getting ready to go and how much children. We ain't got time.
But
we got time. It's what? God wants you to do something for him. He wants you to do something for him. You know why? Because he did something for you. What did he do? He died for me. And he's asking me to repent. He's asking you to repent. And what? Turn from sin. And I know why sin is. Sin feels good. But after it's all over, it brings death.
That's right.
And
amen.
Death is cruel. Death is cruel, honey. Death don't play with
it
nobody.
Sure is.
And when Jesus Christ went on Golgotha Hill, which called the Hill of the Skull, he met death. He met death on the hill. And death said, I got you now. I got you just where I want you. And if you go through with this, I'm going to make sure the human race kill you. I'm going to make sure they nail you to a cross. I'm going to make sure they spit upon you. I'm going to make sure they pluck your hair off. I'm going to make sure they put a crown of thorns on your head. I'm going to make sure I get a good swift kick. because Satan says, I hate this Christ. I defy this Christ. When man fell into sin, he became under the power of Satan, and Satan is working through humanity, and humanity's been working against God ever since Satan fell. And Satan said, look, you can kill him. I can damn the whole round world. But they didn't realize it. Now listen to me. They didn't realize it. They did not realize it. Who they was messing with. And they killed Christ. Not only they, but I wasn't there, but I've been there. When I was born in sin, except in iniquity, and I came to acknowledge what sin was all about, guess what? I became a murderer. I became a murderer, and I helped the world murder Christ. Don't blame it all on the Jews. You are a murderer. If you don't know Jesus Christ today, you are a murderer because you are guilty for killing Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ got enough love for you beyond any love that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. And that's what God wants from you. That's all he wants. He wants you to repent so he can step into your life and fill you with the Holy Ghost and save your soul from sin so that you won't have to go to hell. Because, see, if you die in your sins and you live in sin, and you deny Jesus Christ, and after you die, if you die in your sins, you will have to pay for your own sin. I don't want to pay own sins, Brother Jackson.
That's right. Amen.
I want to pay for my own. I can't pay for my own sin. It's too cruel.
That's right.
And by me being separated from God, I need to be reunited with God. And the only man that can reunite me back to God is the blood of Jesus Christ. He made the atonement for my sins. Not no preacher, not no cardinal, not nobody on this planet.
That's right.
Can do what Jesus Christ did. Now, why in the world you want to keep on serving the law? Law had a slew foot devil because he ain't got a dime for you. Yes, he'll make that woman look good. He'll make that money look good. He'll make that car look good. He'll make that house look good. He'll make you feel like you want to be something, so you'll be anything but a Christian. You say, well, this is my life and the livelihood. But your life and livelihood is number one. The priority, the real first priority in your life is to know Jesus Christ. And the devil said, no. You don't need that. You don't need that, dude. That dude was a phony anyway. And if Jesus loves you so much, why he got you in this kind of trouble? Well, Jesus didn't put you in that kind of trouble. Where did the devil come from? He come from hell. He come from a fallen angel from heaven. And God got a place for him, which is hell. He never can be redeemed. He never can come back to God. So his main aim is make very sure that when you die without Jesus Christ. All these church preachers been preaching, oh, you got to work this, you got to put on this and take off this, you got to do this, you can't do that, come to, no, that ain't going to work. You got to come back to Jesus Christ by faith. And Apostle Paul said, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The Bible says, thou shalt be saved. So when the rapture comes, and it's coming, let me tell you, brothers and sisters out there, I love every one of them. I know Brother Tim loves it. We love it. We ain't telling you no hanky-panky. Don't miss the rapture. Don't miss it. And if you miss the rapture, please don't receive the mark of the beast. Please don't. Do what you got to do, but don't receive the mark of the beast. When this Antichrist comes, don't believe him. He is not Jesus Christ. I'm telling you this because I don't know how many people out there is listening to me and the brother, but they won't accept Jesus Christ. But after the rapture of the church, you're going to be identified when the Antichrist comes because he's going to be televised. He's going to be on the internet. He's going to be on Instagram. He's going to be on every station that the world can muster up. because we got 600 satellites in there above the earth that can pick up the crooks and crannies all down in Africa, all down in the woods, all down in the forest. They can pick up the signal, and you can hear, you can see what's going out in the outer world. Because when the rapture of the church comes, the only one that's going to be raptured, listen to me, the saints of God. Oh, let me say that again. Only the saints of God, only those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Everybody in the Baptist church ain't. Everybody in the Presbyterian church ain't going. Everybody in the Methodist church ain't going. Everybody in any kind of church that you can on the whole planet. Some of them are not going. Because you got to have the new birth. You got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You got to fall down on your knees and confess that the God of heaven manifests himself in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, received up in the flesh. And you got to let the world know it. You can't be hiding and ducking around. Hey, you got to let the world and show your hands and show your mouth and say, I believe with my heart. And I,
Amen.
Confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is a son of the living God, and he saved my soul by his blood through the Holy Spirit. The rapture of the church is the next big event that's going to hit this planet. And the way things are going through Bible, and the only way I can explain this to you is through the word of God. And the word of God said just before Jesus Christ come, there will be a falling away in the churches. There will be an apostate.
That's right.
Man come on the scene. He said there will be wars and wars and rumors of war. He said there will be pestilence and it will be storms and tornadoes, and to tell me we're living in it right now because the world is living like a maggot, and a maggot is a worm that eats up dead bodies, and the devil is eating up dead bodies. He's eating flesh. He's using the flesh and the pride of life and self-righteousness, and to tell me the devil got so many church folk blinded.
That's right.
Blinded. I'm telling you, brother, there's preachers up here preaching. They're preaching lollygag. They're preaching all kind of mess. Ain't worth a nickel to listen at. And here you listen at talking about you going to get a blessing. You going to get a blessing if you send me some money. You can take that. You can take that and shove it. I'm going to get kind of vulgar. I'm sorry. You can take that and shove it because let me tell you, God has already blessed me. He's blessing me every day.
That's right.
And just because you get a whole lot of money, that don't mean the Lord blessing you. God is blessing me with good health. He's blessing me that I'm able to what? Preach this gospel to the world and let the world know you better quit believing what man said. Get in your Bible, fall on your knees. And Lord, open up my eyes and let me see what this preacher's talking about, because I don't believe you can come out the Bible and preach the gospel. You got to come out the Bible. You got to come out the Bible to preach the gospel. Because if you're trying to preach it without, say Jesus and him crucified, dead and buried and resurrected on the third day of morning, you ain't preaching nothing but a lot of lollygagging. And the
That's
world
right.
says, in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ, you hear what I said? The dead in Christ shall rise and come out there great. And the graveyard will open up and testify. Because when the rapture comes, let me tell you what's going to happen. The graveyards will have an empty hole in the ground. It's going to bust the grave wide open. Oh, y'all, listen to me. When Jesus Christ came out of the tomb, the tomb was rolled back and he came out.
Amen.
And he said, I'm going to set an example how the resurrection of the righteous gonna happen. So when those died in Christ, the body that's in paradise now, the soul that's in paradise right now, are gonna come back to earth, and they're gonna be planted in the graveyard in which they was deceased in. And when they receive in the grave, the body's gonna be changed, and they're gonna be a explosion. They're gonna come out the grave with a brand new body,
that's
just
right.
like Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we that's in feeble bodies that we're walking around with. We got headaches and backaches and toe aches. We can't sleep at night. You got problems and situations.
That's right. The trumpet is going to sound.
Oh,
amen.
My heart is going out for souls out there. If you just listen, you don't have to go through a whole lot of rigmarole to get saved. The only thing you've got to do is admit to Jesus Christ that you are a sinner and that you want to repent of your sins and that you want to fall down and come to the foot of the cross and that the Holy Ghost come through you through the blood of Jesus Christ and save my soul. The rich man, if he could come back from hell, if he could come back, he can't come back. He will tell you, don't come down here. Don't come down here. He will tell you, receive Christ in your life. Repent. Don't come down here, man. If you come down here, you're down here forever, man. And don't blame God because you blame yourself. Blame the deception that the devil, you listen to the devil more than you listen to the word of God. You listen to a false preacher before you listen to a true preacher. Because a true preacher is going to tell you the truth. A true preacher will hurt your feelings. A true preacher will make you mad. A true preacher will cry over you. A true preacher will pray for you. A true preacher won't be asking for your money. He won't be asking for nothing but the one thing he wants. He wants your soul. Don't go to hell. And I can say this, and God is not going to condemn it. The hell with you going to hell. Don't go to hell, man. Don't go. If your brother want to go, that's him. If your sister want to go, that's him. If your enemy want to go, but don't you go. Come on in. Fall down on your knees wherever you are right now. Don't be ashamed. If you're at home, if you listen to this mess, you need to turn over, get out your seat, bow your head down right now, and say, Lord, this is some hard preaching, but let me, it's good. It's good because these preachers are telling me something what's getting ready to happen on this planet, and it ain't going to be long. And what I mean, it ain't going to be long. We have just been fulfilled with the first feast days. The first four feast days have been fulfilled. Passover, unleavened bread, first fruit, and Pentecost. It will be fulfilled in June.
Amen.
June will be 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the church will be called, it is called Pentecost. It will be fulfilled between June the 2nd and the 3rd of June. That's the last fulfillment. And for 4 months, there won't be a feast day until September. And September is the last feast days. And the last three feast days is Feast of Trumpet, Feast of Yom Kippur, and Feast of Tabernacle. The rapture, the second coming of Christ, and the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. Yet to be fulfilled. And it's 2022. And 2022, the seven-year tribulation has to happen. You add 7 on to 2022, you get 2029. 2029 is a judgment year. 9 represents judgment, 8 represents new beginning, 7 represents complete, 4 represents the four winds of heaven, 5 represents great, 4 represents the four corners of heaven, 3 represents the God, 2 represents marriage, represents if you have 2 or 3 witnesses, let it be established. And 1 represents.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Amen.
So we're in the end time. Brothers and sisters out there, whether you're white or black, yellow, green, pretty or ugly, we love you out
Amen.
There.
That's right.
I got about 7 minutes. I'm going to take 2 more minutes. I'm going to give it over to the brother, and he's going to give an altar call right now. And this
Amen.
Altar call will be about salvation. 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 Don't let nobody take you to hell. There's a lot
That's
of people
right.
taking the other people to hell with you. Don't let nobody take you to hell. No. If they get bogged hunger and everything, you know, you just tell them, say, no, the hell with that, man. I'm not going to hell, man. I don't want to go to hell. Shoot, it's hot. I don't know how to explain how hot it is. It's beyond tears.
That's right.
It's
amen.
It's beyond regret. You're going to wish everybody in hell is going to wish they never was born.
Come on, doctor.
That's hot. People today are killing themselves.
That's right.
They're hopelessness. They ain't got no hope. They don't want, some of them don't want hope. They don't know what to hope in. They're hoping in their own ingenuity and their own pleasures and their own good times and good partying and good women and good drinking and good getting drunk and taking drugs. That's what I like until the hangover comes. And then when you get through with the hangover, they're hanging over hell, getting ready to drop into hell. I'm closing, and the brother's going to offer altar. I'm going to tell you this now. Hell. I say it three times. Hell will be full of people.
Amen. You're right.
That flat out rejected the ultimate sacrifice of God Almighty, the only God that could do it. They rejected the blood of atonement. They will burn in hell, and it's going to be crowded. It's going to be packed down.
Sure
and the
is,
only music that you're going to hear is groaning and gnashing and teeth and arguing and cussing and swearing and backbiting and fighting, and demons will be tormenting you because you served the demon. The demon said, now, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to give you what you deserve. And yet
right.
still you don't because Christ. Good God Almighty, Christ took all of hell and took it back to hell and dropped it off in hell and came back with the keys on his shoulders and came
right.
back with the buckles of the eye, that power in heaven and earth, all power.
Mm.
Got all power to save you, and it don't take nothing for you to get saved if you just repent.
That's right.
Be sorry for sinning against a holy, righteous God.
Amen.
Don't let the rainbow with the gaze. Don't took the rainbow and use it as a gay symbol. God said, I got to deal with that. I'm going to deal with that. You took my holy rainbow to let the world know I'm not going to start the world by water no more. Next time I come, I'm coming with flaming fire.
Flaming fire.
And some people talking about, well, man, I can't take no heat. Well, let me tell you, if you don't get Jesus Christ,
okay.
you better learn how to take heat. Because it ain't me going to put you in hell. Amen. And I don't want nobody to go to hell. You know
That's
what
right.
it is? You're going to put your own self in hell. You're going to put your own self in hell. Don't reject Christ. God
Amen.
Bless you, brother. Let
Amen.
Somebody see if they want
to. Amen. Good word. Amen. I have to read this real quick. Isaiah, the fifth chapter. Amen. Verse 14. Isaiah, the fifth chapter, verse 14 says, therefore hell hath enlarged herself and
God.
Opened her mouth without measure. Without
yeah.
measure. I mean, it's going to be a great, like the brother said, it's going to be a great multitude. And their glory and their multitude and their pomp and he that rejoices shall descend into it. Man,
Ooh,
hell going to be packed down. The lake of fire will be packed down. Lord have mercy. If you want to escape that fate, there's only one way. You can't prepare for hell. No, you can't prepare for the lake of fire. You can't endure none of the pain, the sufferings, or the nightmares that stir. Don't think that you can. You can laugh, play, and joke all you want. Amen. You can't prepare for none of that, just like you can't prepare for the great tribulation. The only way that you're going to escape is Romans, the 10th chapter, verses
Come
9
on,
and 10.
Preacher.
That if you shall confess
Come
with
on,
your
preacher.
Mouth, the Bible says, believe in your heart. The Bible says, thou shalt be saved. We'll be back on the air. Tomorrow is Sunday. Amen. We believe we'll be on the air right tomorrow from 4 p.m. amen, to 4 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. East Coast time. Again, Romans 10, 9, and 10. All you got to do is confess with your mouth. The Bible says, believe with your heart. Thou shalt be saved. We love all y'all tonight.